Did you know you can opt out of winter? With Vrbo, save up to $1,500 for booking a month-long stay. When thousands of sunny homes are waiting for you, why subject yourself to the cold? Put the snow shovel down, put the parka back in the closet, and don't you dare scrape another windshield. Slip into some flip-flops, consider a sunless tan, and use the monthly stays filter to save up to $1,500. Book your warm getaway at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core, your daily dose of wisdom and motivation for navigating this wild thing called life. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and if you're feeling like the world's spinning a little faster than usual, trust me, you're not alone. Today we're diving into something super powerful, virtue ethics. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Ethics sounds kind of stuffy, right? But hear me out. Virtue ethics is all about living a life of purpose, meaning, and integrity. It's about cultivating those character traits that make you a better human, not just for yourself, but for everyone around you. Think courage, honesty, kindness, justice, the good stuff. So why is this so important in today's world? Because we are constantly bombarded with messages telling us to chase success, wealth, or popularity. That true fulfillment comes from living a life guided by these core virtues. It's about finding meaning beyond fleeting achievements and building a foundation of character that will stand the test of time. Think about it this way. Ever felt like you were just going through the motions? Like your days were blending together, lacking that spark of purpose. You know that feeling when you're striving for something external, promotion, a bigger house, more followers, but still feel empty inside. That's often because we're missing that internal compass, those guiding virtues that point us towards a life truly worth living. Here are five key takeaways to remember as we explore virtue ethics. 1. It's a journey, not a destination. Cultivating virtue isn't about achieving some perfect state of being. It's an ongoing process of self-reflection, growth, and refinement. Think of it like training for a marathon. You don't run a full marathon on your first day. It takes time, effort, and consistent practice. 2. Start small. You don't have to overhaul your entire life overnight. Focus on incorporating one or two virtues into your daily routine. Maybe it's practicing more kindness in your interactions, being more honest with yourself and others, or showing greater courage in the face of challenges. 3. Role models matter. Surround yourself with people who embody the virtues you admire. Their actions can inspire you and provide guidance on your own path. Think about mentors, friends, or even historical figures who consistently demonstrate those qualities that you aspire to. 4. Reflect and adjust. Regularly assess your progress. What are you doing well? Where could you improve? Don't be afraid to seek feedback from trusted sources, friends, family, or even a therapist. Remember, self-awareness is key to growth. 5. Be patient with yourself. This isn't a race, it's a lifelong journey. There will be setbacks and challenges along the way. Be kind to yourself, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward. Let me share a real-world example that illustrates this concept. Imagine you're at work, and a colleague makes a mistake, something that could potentially impact the entire project. You know that gossiping about it would be easy, or even worse, taking advantage of the situation to look good yourself. But remember those virtues we talked about. Courage, honesty, justice. Here's where they come into play. Instead of jumping on your colleague's mistake, you approach them privately, offer support, and brainstorm solutions together. You demonstrate integrity by focusing on collaboration and problem-solving rather than personal gain. Not only does this build trust within your team, but it also allows you to cultivate those virtuous qualities, courage for standing up for what's right, honesty in addressing the situation directly, and justice in seeking a fair outcome for everyone involved. Remember, living a life of purpose is about making conscious choices every day that align with your values. It's about being the best version of yourself, not just for your own sake, but for the world around you. So, what are some small steps you can take today to embody those virtues in your life? Think about one character trait, kindness, honesty, courage, and brainstorm a way to incorporate it into your day. Maybe leave a heartfelt note for a loved one, speak up for someone who's being treated unfairly, or simply smile at a stranger. These small acts of virtue can have a ripple effect, making the world a brighter place, one interaction at a time. Keep shining bright, my friends. Don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode with me on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep building that stoic core.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.